Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD coach, back with another dose of focus and calm for your busy brains. Today, we're tackling something that trips up a lot of us, setting boundaries without feeling like a jerk or getting bombarded with guilt trips. You know that feeling when someone asks you to do something and you just want to scream, yes, even though your to-do list is already longer than a CVS receipt? Yeah, me too. But trust me, saying, no, isn't selfish, it's actually essential for protecting your energy and sanity, especially with ADHD. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of boundaries without getting sucked into the guilt vortex. First up, recognize that your time and energy are valuable resources. Seriously, they're not infinite. Just like you wouldn't give away free money, don't give away your precious time and mental energy willy-nilly. Think of it this way. Would you let a stranger use your car without asking? Probably not. So why would you let them use your time and energy without permission? Next, understand that saying, no, doesn't have to be a dramatic event. It can be as simple as, thanks for thinking of me, but I'm swamped right now, or, I really appreciate the offer, but it's not something I can commit to. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation. Third, practice saying, no, in low-stakes situations first. Start with things like declining invitations you're not genuinely interested in, or politely refusing extra tasks at work. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. It's like training a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Now, let's talk about guilt. It's a sneaky little beast that often tries to hold us back. Remember, feeling guilty doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It just means you care about others. But constantly giving in to guilt can lead to burnout and resentment. So, when those guilt pangs hit, try this. Acknowledge the feeling, but don't let it control your actions. Remind yourself that taking care of yourself is essential for being able to take care of others. Finally, remember that setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out. It's about protecting your energy and creating space for what truly matters to you. It's like having a clear boundary around your garden. You want to share the beauty with others, but you also need to keep those pesky weeds from taking over. Ever felt that sinking feeling when you agree to something you really don't have time for? You know, the one where you end up frazzled, stressed, and barely able to function? It's like trying to juggle chainsaws, it's just not sustainable. Let me share a quick example. Imagine your best friend asks you to help them move on a Saturday. You're already swamped with work deadlines and personal commitments, but they sound so desperate, and saying, no, feels impossible. So, you agree even though deep down you know it's going to be overwhelming. Now, picture yourself on that Saturday, exhausted, juggling boxes and running around like a headless chicken. You're irritable, can't focus, and your already packed schedule is completely thrown off. Sound familiar? But what if you had set a boundary? What if you said something like, hey, I really want to help you out, but my schedule is crazy right now. Maybe I could lend a hand with packing beforehand or offer to cook dinner afterwards? You'd still be supportive, but you'd also protect your own time and energy. That way, you could show up fully present for both your friend and yourself. Here's the bottom line. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish. It's about self-respect and prioritizing your well-being. It's about creating a life where you can thrive, not just survive. Remember, you deserve to feel good, to have time for what you love, and to show up as your best self, both for yourself and for the people around you. Ready to ditch the guilt and embrace those boundaries? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join our growing community on social media. Let's make saying, no, the superpower we all deserve. See you in the next episode. Keep focusing, keep calming, and keep rocking that ADHD life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.